And I came to present a work that we are doing in our research center, and what we pretend is to unlock geographical information from academia. So we present here an open source solution. First, we will center our presentation on EGEO. It's our research center for geography and regional planning. And then we will talk about geographic information, how to visualize it, and how to unlock it. And then we present the solution we found out or that we are working on. EGEO is a research center in geography. And what we do there is research in geography through two different groups of work groups. One is geographic modeling, cities and spatial planning, and the other is environmental and social economic dynamics, management for sustainability. And how we do it is through research projects at international and national levels, or individual research. That geographical information that we produce, we do it since it was founded, since 1981. And as I said before, we have many outputs through projects and research done individually. We do it through publications in journals, books, book chapters, proceedings in national or international events, research reports or working papers, and, well, a few others. How do we visualize it? Well, the geographical information comes mostly in papers, like the one we are presenting in here, or in digital, like this one in laptops and slideshows. Well, it's static information. And as you will see in our five case studies that we brought today, it will be one presenting the geographical information at the municipal levels, the use of it, and its importance. We will measure the periphery in Portugal mainland, solar base maps, and segregation in Lisbon, the relationship between social and urban dynamics, and at the end, the feature extraction from satellite imagery and LIDAR. And of course, we want to do it, but updating the information from the buildings in this case. The first one, what we pretended to do was to know what municipalities do with information, actually geographical information, what is its importance, what they do, and we did it through a survey. And we didn't got like all the answers we wanted, but we got a nice number of answers. And what we see is that most of them, they use and they produce the information, and there's a few ones that only use and less than produce. It was the first, it was this project that got us interested in doing a WebGIS, because this information, like I said before, it's static and it is better when it can see, when it's visible to everyone. The second one is how to measure the periphery. We wanted to quantify interiority in Portugal, mainland. And we did it, characterizing the population through two main cities in Portugal, that are Lisbon and Porto, and through the coastline, through the interior. And the third one, we are quantifying the energy that you can get from solar energy. And it is in Lisbon. We got three areas, and we wanted to quantify the potential of each building according to its characteristics. On the fourth one, the objective of the project was to evaluate the detailed social dynamics and its relations in the urban growth. It means that we didn't want only to see the changes in population through years, and this was never done before, at this scale at least. We did it through 1991, 2000 to 2001, and then the next decade, and the scale is really a huge scale, And we did it with social details of the population, and then with through the census, we made it with the number of population. So, anyways, next, the next one and the last I'll bring, it's the how to access the population exposure to tsunami hazards using up-to-date geographical information. Well, we wanted to do the tsunami exposure warnings and the danger it would bring, but I wanted to do it with recent and up-to-date information. So first, using the LIDAR and satellite imagery, we made an update of the cartography, and only after we made the hazard analysis, the tsunami. Well, to unlock this information, we had limitations, like I said before, and one was the paper or digital, but it's static information, so two issues came to our center. One was to use the geographical information that was resulting from research projects or individually research, and those outcomes had not the visibility that was required. So it was not proper for researchers to look up, or general public, or, well, the stakeholders. And the second one was how to do it, how to turn that information visible. And for anyone, everywhere, well, in a pleasant and clear way, with a minimum cost for the center. Well, the answer was, at that time, easy. We thought about a web GIS using the four freedoms of loss, plus one, free of costs. Well, it was important because money always is an issue. To unlock that information, well, in Agile, we work mainly with quantum GIS, ArcGIS, well, GRASS, and another technologies like FOSS or others. And of course, we wanted to exchange the information that we do. Well, but it's information, and what we wanted was to standardize information using FOSS technologies. Of course, we are not saying that, well, now we have to stop working with proprietary software, but standardizing the information and exporting, like, with the open layers platform, we can visualize information on internet, and it's free to everyone. Everyone can see it, and it's geographical information that it's not static anymore. We are doing it with open layers, yeah, and we want to, like, switch between maps and base layers and all kinds of information according to our needs, like from Bing Maps to Google Maps, OpenStreetMaps, Ortos, according with the scale we are working on. In this image here, we see our faculty, and it's the orthophoto maps from Lisbon, according that allow us to work with a huge scale, a nice scale, according to our projects. And here we brought the periphery in mainland at the municipal level. This was the end up layer at a municipal scale, and it's much better than you can see it, like, in a paper or research paper. And here you can interact with it. Of course, we have conflict issues, and those issues are the different scales, different themes, the study areas. Well, it's a conflict of interests between us, like researchers. I want to present it in one way. My colleague wants to present it in another way. So it's a work. It's going on. It's happening, but it has its issues. It's not easy to make it nice to everyone in a good way. Well, the concluding remarks, well, we think and we thought it was like our first two issues that research cannot end up its work like with a publishing in a scientific magazine or here or whatever. It has to be more than that. We have to represent new geographies, allowing better understanding of the work we are doing based on the realities we are studying. So the web-based geographical information system is an important tool. it will work as a bridge to fill the gap that researchers has in relation to society in general, with information that we do. So we believe that in short term, this platform will be an important vehicle to exchange information, or to be a discussion point of the results that the knowledge we are providing. In the future work, so we also expect that in short term, this platform will work with more functionalities and information running in a well-integrated way for such additional knowledge, well, it's required. Gracias.